Yo, what's up, y'all? It's Trep Life with Ace, episode number 14. Welcome again to another beautiful episode. I'm outside by the pool today. So in this episode, I'm going to keep it brief, but I just wanted to talk about a concept in business that is sometimes one that's difficult for folks to overcome, but I found in day-to-day life that It's actually the best way of looking at things. So I'm going to tell you guys a little bit of story about my day yesterday. So yesterday, I had gotten a word that in a local community near the mine, they were harvesting coconuts. They were finally getting the coconuts off of the tree. And I had been waiting for a few months, man. Every time I drive by and I go visit my family in that particular community, I'm constantly seeing these coconuts that's growing and growing and getting more and more mature on top of this tree. And I always said, man, it's about time they cut these coconuts down, you know? It became an ongoing thing where I would constantly be checking on whether or not these coconuts were being ready to get harvested. And when I say harvested, they're not actually harvesting the coconuts per se. What they're doing is they're trimming the coconut trees. And as a part of trimming the trees, they obviously trim the coconuts that are on the tree. And what happens is once the coconuts fall to the ground and they gather them all up, the landscapers or whatever, once they gather them all up, then they leave them to individuals to come and collect the coconuts before they take everything and put them in the dump. Obviously, you know, it's just the best practice because you don't want to waste good, valuable food. And I really value coconuts, particularly the coconut water. My children really like the coconut jelly. And of course, we use the coconut itself in a lot of different food preparation and recipes. But, you know, we use coconuts, and being an island kid, you know, my father being Trinidadian, I grow up in St. Lucia, and, you know, my wife being Jamaican, we really do value coconuts for what they do for our diet, right? So I really love coconut water. It's delicious. It's sweet, especially the young green coconut. Sweet water, sweet, soft jelly. Oh man, I can't get enough of it. So I've been waiting and anticipating them cutting down these trees. So I get a call yesterday that, hey man, they're cutting these trees down. You might want to come by. So it's the mad rush to get out there, right? So I'm rushing out there. I'm driving. I'm like, yeah, and I hope there's some more coconuts left. I know when those coconuts get cut down, everybody starts to, you know, go for the wild, crazy coconut rush to get all the coconuts that they could possibly get their hands on. And cars are parked up along the side of the roads, and, you know, people are scrambling to get as many coconuts as they possibly can. So I'm already thinking in a scarcity mindset, right? I'm thinking that there might not be enough for everybody. So let me go and get mine as fast as I can and as many as I can and get out of there. So to my surprise, when I get to the location, there's hardly anybody there collecting coconuts. It's just myself. And that was a surprise to me. But as time went on, more and more people started to get the word, I guess. More and more phone calls were made. And more people started to gather around. By the time more people started to gather around, I had already collected a truck full of coconuts. So I drive an SUV, three rows. I put my two rows down. I had my daughter with me yesterday, so her car seat was up in one of the rows, but I put the other half of the row down. So I'm able to really stack up. I could fit probably 100 coconuts in my truck. So I'm scrambling, getting coconuts, and I'm realizing that, man, there's really enough to go around. There's really enough to go around, because not only did I get all the coconuts that I could possibly fit into my truck during my first trip, I was also then able to help other people get theirs as well. So I started helping to dig in some of the piles and get some of the good quality coconuts out of the piles and started handing them off to some of the other people who were just now getting there and looking to get some coconuts for themselves. And also for the, you know, my cousin who called me and told me that the coconuts were being harvested, I was able to get some for him as well. Gave him about 50 coconuts for him and his family. And that's a lesson in business to be learned. And not only that, you know, before I get to the lesson, not only that, I was able to unload my truck when I got back home and come back and fill it up again with even more coconuts. So if you want to see how many coconuts I was actually able to collect, you could go and check me out or at Trep Life Ace on Instagram. I posted a video of one of my trips and also a picture of the final harvest of all the coconuts I was able to harvest. yesterday. Let me take a quick sip of my coconut water as I record this podcast. Ah, delicious, delicious. So yeah, it was a long day. It took a lot of hard work, you know, sweating. I mean, my clothes were drenched in sweat, climbing in piles of coconut debris, bees flying all over the place, mosquitoes, big red ants about a half inch long red ants, right? Huge red ants, and just scouring through the obstacles that it takes to get to these coconuts, right? So there's some challenges there alone. It's not an easy job. Of course, I didn't climb the tree to get the coconut out the tree, but to get them from underneath the piles of leaves and the piles of husks and all those different things that are around, it definitely did take some work. So I want to relate this back to business and how this is relevant in the business world. So think about your opportunity that you're looking at. Think about the business that you want to get involved in. And one of the first things that might come to mind is, well, there's a lot of other people out there doing it. So you have a scarcity mindset. You want to make sure that there's room for you, that there's enough for you to get, right? So you go out there, and then when you get out there, you find out that, all right, I could make something happen with this business. I can make some money. I can make some profit. But then you realize it is going to definitely take some hard work, right? But you roll your sleeves up, you put your gloves on, and you start digging. And you start digging through the pile. You start, you know, getting your customers. You start going through the marketing schemes. You start developing relationships with your suppliers. And you might hit a few walls in that regard, right, when you're grinding out to build this business. And you might come across some obstacles. And then you realize that the competition really starts to come in heavy, right? Where you're out there, you're building your business, and before you know it, you look up, there are other people who have entered into the market, and they're directly competing with you for the resources for that particular business, and in particular, that they're competing with you for customers, right? But then you realize that, you know what, I'm doing all right. I'm doing the right thing. I'm collecting what I need to collect, and I'm doing the things that I need to do. And then you realize that, wow, there really is enough for me. There is enough customers out there who are willing to pay me a good price for my product, especially because my product is a quality product, right? So you do realize these things, and then after a while, you start to realize that, oh man, I could even help other people get theirs too. I can help show other people how to harvest their customers, how to harvest their profits in this business that I thought might have been oversaturated. You see, a lot of us, when we start businesses, we automatically come to the conclusion that, well, I know there's other people out there already doing it. Maybe there's not enough, you know, customers for me. Apple is already making iPhones and AirPods and all these things. Maybe it won't make sense for me to make a cell phone. But then you got somebody like Fig Wireless that comes out and makes a quality cell phone to compete directly with Apple and compete directly with Samsung. And you see that Google releases their phone, and you realize that there might be enough room for all of us to actually engage in the businesses that we want to engage in. So I encourage you, you know, to go out there and find your voice, find the business that you're passionate about, and don't focus too much on the scarcity mindset. Focus on the mindset of abundance. Understand that there's enough to go around. There's enough profit. There's enough customers. There's enough of all those things to go around. And when you get to a point when you've acquired everything that you want to acquire, like I have in some of my businesses, I'm still grinding to get it out for a lot more, right? But now here I am willing to share what I've learned with other people. So now I'm going out there harvesting on behalf of others. So I have this podcast where I'm discussing my business endeavors, and I'm discussing certain methodologies that I've taken to acquire some of the successes that I have in my business life, in my trep life. All right, so I encourage you guys, go out there. Don't worry about who else is out there doing it. Don't worry about being a copycat. In fact, I encourage you to mimic the actions of your competitors who are doing well and who you want to emulate. Right, because when I was out there digging for coconuts yesterday and people saw how I was looking for those coconuts and I was able to gather up the ones that I really wanted, they started doing the exact same thing. They started digging through the pile. They started discarding the ones that they didn't want and gathering the ones that were quality. It is what it is, and I even helped them do it. because I realized that, man, there's an abundance. There, I have more coconuts than I ever thought I would have walked away with yesterday. And that's only because I was willing to do the work. I kept my head down. I enjoyed what it was that I was doing because I know that I was reaping the rewards, which would be a nice tall glass of fresh organic coconut water that I'll be drinking for the next 20-30 days, because I got over 200, probably 250 coconuts piled up in my backyard. So yeah, check out that photo, man. You really, a buddy of mine said that he thinks I have a problem, and I might have a problem. You know, my addiction to coconut water, my addiction to having quality organic coconut water as a part of my daily diet living down here in South Florida. Maybe I do have, you know, an addiction, but it's a good addiction, right? Some of us have good, some of us have bad, but all the habits that we have, you know, make the most use of them, especially the good ones, right? So that was my lesson for the day. That was my what I wanted to express to you guys. So again, you know, check me out, Trep Life Ace. I'm here to help you out. I'm here to make sure that I can impart some knowledge, some experience to those of you who are, you know, already entrepreneurs or aspiring to be. Follow what I got going on, and definitely I'm here to share some of the jewels and the coconuts that I've in so to speak, right? Of course I got enough for myself. If you are down here in South Florida, hit me up. I'll be happy to share something with you. But what I really mean by that is that I'm willing to share what I've harvested in business with those of you who are interested in gathering up some of that knowledge. So continue to check it out. I'll be dropping a podcast every day. I'll be dropping an episode every day. Yesterday I took a break because I was so tired after doing that, man. I was out there for a good 3-4 hours just gathering up coconuts. Of course, to be able to collect 250 coconuts was not a small feat, but I was able to do it, and the grind is real. And it's the same thing in business. The grind is real. So go out there, get what you got to get. Go for yours. And when you get you where you want to be and you have what you want to have, be sure to share with others who are looking for the same thing. All right, so I'll holler at y'all later. Peace.